Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Tomorrow is Earth Day, and one push for several years now having major positive impact from the farm perspective is the Soil Erosion and Water Quality Cost Share Program. Kim Richardson, Director of the Kentucky Conservation Service.
That program has been going on since 1995, and the main goal of that program is to provide cost share assistance to those engaged in agriculture and silviculture production, forestry production, for implementation of best management practices for the purpose of providing cleaner water through the reduction in loading of sediment, nutrients, and pesticides in Kentucky's water bodies.
Sometimes one of the most effective steps toward resource protection is the simplest.
Keeping their livestock out of ponds and creeks, and that naturally will reduce the nutrient load in those water bodies. So basically, we can fence off a pond, we can fence off a creek, keeping those animals out, reducing nutrients, and then also provide them with an alternative water source, which is necessary in raising livestock.
The program, she says, has been extremely effective in actually putting conservation practices on the ground.
Since 1995, Kentucky farmers have put in more than 12,000 best management practices on their farms.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit MidAmerica, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
One step Kentucky farmers can take as we celebrate Earth Day is to update their farm's water quality plan. These are usually a program of prescribed best management practices, often, says Kentucky Soil Conservation's Kim Richardson, practices that evolve from farmer-developed procedures to cut inputs and save time.
And I truly believe that, because if we look at the technology that was developed by farmers to save time and reduce needs for chemicals, reduce their inputs into their crops, and improve soil quality, we see why they came up with such practices as no-tillage crops. And in Kentucky, we see the no-till revolution overriding conventional tillage in many of our crops, such as wheat, soybeans, corn, and tobacco.
Earth Day, worth celebrating every day of the year. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.